This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats continue to work to prepare a subpoena that will be sent to the White House on Friday unless documents about Ukraine are provided before then. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings is telling committee members the drastic step of a subpoena is needed because the White House has ignored multiple requests for information and the whistleblower complaint provided urgent warnings that evidence could be lost. The subpoena will be directed toward Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, requesting 13 batches of documents related to the July conversation between President Trump and the President of Ukraine surrounding dirt on Joe Biden. President Trump tweeted his thoughts using an expletive to show he feels the investigation is bogus. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States has won a record $7.5 billion award over illegal European Union subsidies to airline builder Airbus. This is the largest arbitration award the World Trade Organization has ever handed out to a complaining party. As part of the penalty against the EU, the United States will start imposing stiff tariffs on a wide range of European goods imported to the U.S. starting October 18th. During a White House news conference with the president of Finland, whose exports would be affected by the tariffs, President Trump called the WTO decision a big win for the United States, saying the WTO wanted to make sure that he's happy. The WTO's decision is final and cannot be appealed, but the EU issued a statement from Brussels saying that if the U.S. decides to impose WTO-authorized countermeasures, it will be pushing the EU into a situation where they will have no other option than to do the same. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Wednesday made a final Brexit offer to the European Union, including his plans for the Irish border, but most other details are still kind of elusive. Matthew LaRotunda with Reuters.
In a public letter to EU leadership, the Prime Minister calls for a regulatory zone to span the entire island, both Northern Ireland and the Republic, which will govern all trade goods. To avoid border checks, he says a declaration system would be introduced for small business traders, along with a trusted traders program to speed up the process. Johnson's border plans, if approved by the EU and British Parliament, would replace the so-called backstop proposals, which played a role in sinking his predecessor, Theresa May's government. Johnson has vowed to bring the UK out of the EU, deal or no deal, by October 31st.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. During a memorial service marking a year since journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder shocked the world, his fiancé is still asking lots of questions.
Despite the global outcry, Khashoggi's bereaved fiancé still awaits justice, with more questions than answers. The whereabouts of his body, dismembered after he was tortured. And above all, who ordered Khashoggi's killing and why? He was last seen entering the consulate to get papers for his wedding to Cengiz Hatice. A U.S. Senate resolution blamed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. A UN report has called for him to be investigated. Bin Salman said last week he bears ultimate responsibility, but he denies ordering the killing of Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist who had criticized the prince.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is leaving the campaign trail until further notice after undergoing surgery for a blocked blood vessel near his heart. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Sanders' campaign says the candidate has had two stents successfully inserted after experiencing discomfort during an event Tuesday. A medical evaluation shows he had a blocked artery. The 78-year-old Sanders is said to be, quote, conversing and in good spirits. He recently canceled some appearances in South Carolina when he lost his voice. Campaign officials said at the time he felt fine. Sanders' campaign manager says the state of his campaign remains strong. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Seven people were killed, several others injured when a World War II vintage B-17 airplane crashed at an airport near Hartford, Connecticut on Wednesday. The Flying Fortress experienced some type of problem shortly after takeoff and was trying to return to Bradley International Airport when it crashed. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.